Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kHz. We are also streaming and uploading our programs to our website, RAI.com.ar, and we invite you to check out also our YouTube channel, RAI Argentina to the World. My name is Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you once again this lockdown edition program that I'm producing and recording in my home studio in the neighborhood of Montserrat in Buenos Aires, as restrictions remain in place in Argentina amid the coronavirus pandemic, and RAI has been functioning and operating entirely from home since the beginning of the health crisis back in March. That is why this is, for the time being, a weekly program rather than a Mondays through Fridays show, as it usually is. Let me remind you that we are still replying your reception reports with a special centennial digital QSL card, because we are marking this year of 2020, the first century of Argentine radio broadcasting. The first radio broadcast, let me remind you, took place on August 27, 1920, and we are remembering and honoring that feat accomplished by the so-called Locos de la Azotea, the rooftop madmen, throughout this entire year of 2020. One of the ways of celebrating this very important date for Argentine radio is issuing this special digital QSL card that you can get by sending us your reception report to qslrai@gmail.com. On this week's program, we're going to be covering the latest edition of the Gardel Awards, the most important awards in the Argentine music industry, a kind of Argentine Grammys. And this will give us the opportunity to go over several various genres of Argentine music beyond tango and folk and sometimes rock music, which is usually what we play on our programs. This show will give you the opportunity to get to know other genres, other styles of music that are performed in Argentina by very talented artists, the most talented, in fact, which are the ones awarded by the Gardel Awards. Okay, let's get started right away with the first category. There were many categories this year. They included several categories, and they also expanded the list of finalists to 8 per category. The reason is to give more visibility to artists that are not yet that well known, in order to help them in the context of the coronavirus pandemic that has specially hit the music industry and music performers and music venues. Well, this industry is among the most affected by this sanitary crisis. And in order to help them and to help them promote their work, the organizers of the Gardel Awards decided to expand the list to 8 finalists. Okay, the first category we're going to be reviewing is alternative rock, and this year the winner was Lucy Patané with her album called Lucy Patané. This is from that album, it's called Entoneles. Okay, that's Lucy Patané with a song called Entoneles, that translates roughly as in barrels, and it's a song, it's a single from their album called Lucy Pataneches, like the group, that won the Alternative Rock Album Award in the Gardel Awards. Next category we're gonna be reviewing is hard rock, that is called in Spanish rock pesado, and this year's winners were Carajo with an album called Based on Real Events. This is a single from that album by Carajo. Fin al dolor, end to the pain. The winners of the Hard Rock, Heavy Rock, Rock Pesado awards in the Carlos Gardel Music Awards of Argentina are Carajo, that we are playing on the background, with an album called Basado en Hechos Reales, based on real events. Next category is folk music. Folk music is not just one style of music, there are all kinds of subgenres that you can put in under the Argentine folk category, and the Gardel Awards try to take that into consideration. So when I say folk album, I'm not finishing the category, because there are several subgenres that were recognized as well in the Gardel Awards, but we are not going to cover all of them because there are so many categories, we don't have enough time. But the Folk Album Award was won this year by José Luis Aguirre with his album called Chuncano.
Para conocerlo a mi pago, pata a pata lo tiene que andar, para escucharle los latidos y ese criollo cantito al hablar. Córdoba rumbo a los valles tiene su encanto, ¿sabes? La gente se hace paisaje si es cosa de ver. De Pampa de Achala, pata a pata me voy a buscar. Champaquí, piedra y altura, padre cóndor de la inmensidad. Y al topar contra la sierra, valle del cobre chingón. Villa Dolores me tira, de ahí vengo, de ahí soy. Bajaré por los gigantes, pampa y pocho, terruño ancestral. De galope montonero, de leyenda y temblor antigal. San Lorenzo con vinito, ¿sabes? Te ando queriendo escuchar, Ramoncito Cortés. Córdoba rumbo a los valles, digo, tierrita de mi querer. Hermoso pago chuncano, si es cosa de
okay, that's José Luis Aguirre with a song called La Vuelta Larga Pata Pata that is included in his latest album called Chuncano that won the Folk Album category at the Gardel Awards. And I was just telling you that folk music includes several subgenres, and one of these subgenres has a category of its own in the Gardel Awards. Is the chamamé music, that is the typical sound of the Mesopotamic region of Argentina, the area encompassed by the rivers Paraná and Uruguay. That's the area we call the Mesopotamic region of Argentina, that includes provinces Corrientes, Entre Ríos and Misiones. The typical sound of that area is chamamé, and this is the album that won the Chamamé Awards this year in the Gardels, by las hermanas Vera, Chembakepú. A song called Coronel Martinez is the one we are playing now on Rai Argentina to the World. That's Guarani, not Spanish, eh?
Si supieras cuánto te añoro, lo que sufro en la lejanía, te recuerdo de noche y día, no te puedo nunca olvidar. Volveré a verte un día y quedarme allí para siempre, encontrar en ti aliciente, descansar en mi cuna flor. Los Echaga, Coronel Martínez, con Villa Jaloma, Chegui, Ajagüe, los Chemita, Hiro, Amuñajagüe, Tutapuru, Tire, Huira y Tape, Amoca, Yaliño, Huira, Uquejara, Abuelo, Roncara, Coche, Guajare, Ugacapi, Ulata, Yobay, Potrero, Villar, Pepe, Neita, Pera.
It's very typical of chamamé music that they intermingle Spanish with Guarani, which is the original language of the original inhabitants of that area, the Guarani people. It's a language that is still very much alive and is spoken by people in Argentina, mainly in Paraguay, in parts of Bolivia and in Brazil, and is present in this cultural expression of chamamé. Well, this is the album that won the Chamamé Award in the Gardel Awards by Las Hermanas Vera, Chemba Epu, which has played a song called Coronel Martínez. You're listening to RAI, Argentina to the World, the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio. We are reviewing the Gardel Awards that were handed last week, and we're going to move into one of the most famous categories, which is of course tango. And the winner this year was Omar Mojo with his album Embretao. From that album, we are playing Jugar con Fuego, Playing with Fire.
Yo tengo cuatro claveles, uno por cada motivo. El encuentro, tu mirada, mi secreto, nuestro olvido. Estoy jugando con fuego en la yema de los dedos. Tengo el tacto de los días, tengo el tacto de las noches, tengo el tacto de los dos. Es inmoral sentirse mal por haber querido tanto. Debería estar prohibido haber vivido y no haber amado. Por eso, tírame un beso, que sigo preso de nuestro encierro, jugar con fuego.
Omar Mojo is the voice you are listening. This is an album called Embretao that won the Gardel Awards to the best tango album. There is another category involving tango, among other genres, which is the best instrumental album, instrumental music album, or fusion and world music. And this category was won this year by a band that is considered to be among the forerunners of electronic tango, Bajo Fondo. This is from their album Aura, which won the Gardel Awards to the best instrumental music album of 2019-2020. This track, just like the album, is called Aura. Another innovation of the Gardel Awards this year is that the organizers decided to eliminate the separation between genres. Up until last year, there was a best female artist of X genre and a best male artist of folk, tango, whatever. Now this year is a single category per musical genre or per category. I mean, there are no more separations according to genres. The gender, sorry. Okay, next on the list, we've got the best jazz album of the year, and it was won by Pippi Piazzolla Trio. Their album is called Rata, and we are playing a track called Monumental. This is Pippi Piazzolla Trio, winner of the jazz category of the Gardel Awards this year. The Gardel Awards ceremony, as I told you before, was broadcast by Radio Nacional and RAE Argentina to the World last Friday, September 18. And this year, of course, there was no audience, no theater, no gala, no red carpet. It was just an event streamed online and broadcast from a studio hosted by Natalie Perez, an actress, and Ale Sergi, the leader of a very popular pop group called Miranda. And this is because of the coronavirus pandemic, of course. Okay, we're listening on the background the music of Pippi Piazzolla Trio from their album called Rats, that won the award to the best jazz album in the Gardel Awards. Moving on now to the best classical music album, and it was won by an Uruguayan artist, very popular here in Argentina, Leo Mahlia, who released an album called Leo Mahlia Plays Johann Sebastian Bach. Leo Mahlia, winner of the best classical music album in the Gardel Awards with this record. Leo Mahlia plays Bach. What about electronic music? We've got a couple of very world famous DJs here in Argentina, and one of them is Hernán Cattaneo, who won the best electronic music album of the year, an album called Sunset Strip. from that album. We are listening to a little bit of this track called Flair. No musical style that is performed and liked here in Argentina is left out of the Gardel Awards. All of the music in Argentina is recognized as part of these awards. And one of the most popular genres in Argentina, for sure, is cumbia. And this year, the best cumbia album award was won by Ángela Leyva, with her album called La Reina, the Queen. This is from that album. Ahora sí. Go to a party, a wedding, some kind of celebration in Argentina, and there's dancing involved. When dancing returns, you are most likely to be listening to this kind of music and dancing to this kind of music, cumbia music. And this is the album of cumbia that won the Best Cumbia Record Awards in the Gardel Awards by Ángela Leyva, an album called La Reina. Another type of danceable music in Argentina, which is very popular, is cuarteto, which is particularly representative of the province of Córdoba, which is where it comes from, even though this music is popular all over Argentina. But cuarteto is very representative and symbolic of Córdoba. And this year's Cuarteto Award was won by Ulises Bueno, with his album called Ahora, Now. From that album, we are playing a little bit of this track, No Me Enseñaste a Olvidar, You Didn't Teach Me How to Forget.
No sé nada de ti hace tanto tiempo, pero aún yo te siento. Mirarme en tus ojos, ganar tus abrazos, es verdad, yo no miento. Y en ese desespero en que me veo.
Okay, we are approaching the end, and the most important award, which is the album of the year, the Golden Gardel. But before that, let's go over the live album category, and it was won by the late Gustavo Cerati, a post-mortem award for his Live in Monterrey, Mexico record, originally recorded in the year 2009 in Mexico. This is from that album, a track called Lago en el Cielo, part of his live album Fuerza Natural, that won the Gardel Awards to Best Live Album.
Thank you.
Song of the Year was by a young artist called Woss of the trap genre. The song's called Kangaroo, Canguro.
Hoy no voy a salir, voy a quedarme en la nube donde nadie sube. No vengas a molestar, dicen que está todo mal. Bueno, yo soy más que bien acá y no te pienso ni mirar, ciego. Vamos, reprima la mierda que tienen guardada en el pecho. Traguen y callen hasta estar deshecho. Párense siempre derecho. Cállenlo, cédenlo. Cagan lo que quieran, pero sáquenlo. Y cállenlo, cédenlo.
This is the Song of the Year. It won the Song of the Year Award at the Gardel Awards. A song by artist Woss called Canguro, his debut album. And the album of the year, the Gardel of Gold, that's how it's also known, was won by David Lebón with his album called Lebón and Company. And from that album, we are playing the single, which is Mundo Agradable, A Pleasant World, featuring Ricardo Mollo of Divididos.
Quiero despertarme en un mundo agradable. Quiero darme libertad. Ya no quiero dar lo que no tiene sentido. Solo quiero aquí estar. Todas las personas pueden mejorar. Todos los caminos pueden ayudar. Si estás ahí, si lo deseas, este es mi sueño y el de muchos más. Esta es mi casa donde quiero estar. Calmar mi sed, viajar en paz. Necesito darme un espacio en el tiempo. Ser muy claro al hablar.
You're listening to the Gardel de Oro winner, David Lebón, with his album David Lebón and Company. This is a track called Mundo Agradable, Pleasant World, a single. Originally a song that he recorded with Serú Girán back in the early 1990s. Such a great track. We're gonna let this play till the end of today's program. So we are signing off now. I'm Fernando Farias, and this was Rai Argentina to the World in English this week, with a special program covering the Gardel Awards, the most important music awards in Argentina, the Argentine Grammys. Thank you for listening. Hasta la próxima.
Stop.